that Medina Sayam is a reference to Chutz Laretz. And the Mishnah continues and tells us the very boundaries, the border to which this halacha applies. Mirekam the Mizra, Ashkelon the Dorum, regarding Akko, a machlokas between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, that according to the view of Rabbi Huda, Akko is Kitzapon, that is Dino Kachutz Laretz, and according to Rabbi Meir, that Akko is considered to be as part of Eretz Yisrael itself. Tosis that you saw in Ramaskal Ashkelon immediately seems to assume the following in their kashin. We'll see the machlokas between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. To what extent should we assume that this somehow is a detail within Bafani Nechtam? After all, if the concern is whether Bikim or Enam Bikim Lishma, so maybe again it simply depends on which communities were or not proficient in the Dine Hagen. If it's a question of Edom and Suyin Lakaimo, so when do we assume there was access? When do you assume there was not access? Or should we assume that no, that the Chachamim were Koveya, the Halacha Bafani Nechtam, based on a more objective standard, and that is based on the Gevulos Haaretz. If it's Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Laretz, so therefore, when the Mishnah delineates this city yes as opposed to others, it's telling us that this Al-Kedin is considered to be Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to elsewhere, that is considered to be Chutz Laretz. So perhaps the Halacha B'Fnei Nechta is determined on Eretz Yisrael itself, Kedushas Haaretz, and this Tosus assumes that that should be based on Ole Bavil. What, in fact, was conquered at that particular time, that area that we inhabited, and the time then we went from Bavil to Eretz Yisrael, that will determine the boundaries, the parameter of Eretz Yisrael itself. Tosus points out that that is the case. We have the following difficulty, that when it comes to Akko, Rabbi Yehuda says that's Kitzafam, that is considered to be Chutz Laretz. The difficulty Tosfos raises is the following. The Gemara Ksuvos in Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph demonstrates Rabbi Abba, and that is Chavivu Sa'aretz, even to Akko itself. Kissing the stones of Akko seems to demonstrate that that is part of Eretz Yisrael, that is not considered to be Chutz Laretz. Tosfos cites the Gemara later in Gittin Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, when the Rabbanim would go ahead and hat ways, and they would hayu nifradim zemizeh, they would do so in Akko, because many of the Chacham did not want to leave Eretz Yisrael, so therefore they would go ahead and accompany those up until that particular place. Both of those sugyas and ksuvas and gittin seem to indicate that Akko is dino k'Eretz Yisrael, and here all of a sudden Rabbi Yehuda maintains that Akko no is dino k'chutz laretz. Somehow this is uniquely true when it comes to Bafani Nechta, Bafani Nechta, that's not such a pressing kasha. But once you assume that Shem or Kedusha Sa'aretz is relevant in Bafani Nechta, so in that instance, how do you resolve this apparent stira? This requires, no doubt, a broader understanding. And if you saw the Tosos, and especially you saw the Hashmatos of the Ramban, where we do not define Eretz Yisrael in a single universal way, but rather it depends on various types of halachos. Shem Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and those two halachos are not necessarily tluyos zu bizu. The starting point, l'chori, is the following, and that is the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. When I often give shiurim on Inyan Eretz Yisrael, there I point out an important distinction between that sugya in Kedushin Daf Dalet as opposed to the sugya in Yevamos and Daf Chav Beis. The context of the sugya in Kedushin Daf Dalet is regarding Achilas Truma. Who is allowed to eat Truma? When is an Eishes Kohen allowed to go ahead and eat Truma? What happens after Gerushin? What happens if, in fact, Misa Sabal? So here, the Pasuk says as follows, that if you have a Bas Kohen who is married to a Yisrael, so in such a case, she is not allowed to go ahead and eat Truma. However, if her husband will die, and Vizera Einla, then Vishavo Besavia, she can go ahead and return to the house of her father. She is allowed to go ahead and to eat Truma at that particular time. That's what the Gemara tells us. But Pasuk of Vizera Einla, a Pasuk in Parshas Emor, that a Bas Kohen can go ahead and eat Truma as long as she is not married to a Yisrael, or if she has Zera that are Yisraelim. And here the Gemara points out the following Chiddush. What exactly does the term Zera mean? In contrast with the term of Ben, because the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf of Beis and Beis discusses the mitzvah of Yibum, and there we know that there is Yibum as long as the husband will die, and the pasuk says, Uben Ein La. So Tosus raises the issue, what is the difference between the term Ben as opposed to the term Zera? This is the Tosus, Yuhamas Chafes, and Mudbeis, Termas Ben. And Tosus points out, just very important, the two differences, Lalacha, between Ben as opposed to Zera. Zera, Tosus points out, is the following. It is only Zera Kosher and not Zera Posel. If one is a Mamzer, Al-Pidin, that is not considered to be Zera. Zera Kosher as opposed to Zera Posel. Zera, however, Tosus writes, is more expansive in the following sense, that it applies even to Bnei Banim as well. It spans the generations. And Tosus writes, this is not true when it comes to Ben. Ben is quite the opposite. It's Afilu Posel, but Ben only applies to the next generation. We do not know Bnei Banim. So Ben means a single generation, regardless of whether it's Kosher or Pasel. Zera means only Zera Kosher, but it can even be cases of Bnei Banim. So that's why, for example, the Gemara will discuss Yivamos Chabeis, what happens if a man dies, he doesn't have a son, but he has a grandson. Would there be a mitzvah of Yibum? Would there not be? Because the Pasuk says that Ben Ein La, he doesn't have a Ben, but he has Bnei Banim. That's Tosus's issue. It's an important distinction to differences daraisa between the term Ben as opposed to the term of Zera. This is important for our discussion in the following sense, that Avraham Avinu was told in Bris Ben Abasarim in Bereishis in Perek Tezvav, Lizaracha Nasati Yisaretz Azaz, that Eretz Yisrael was given to the Zera Avram. And as he pointed out, Zera is a technical term. It applies to Zera Kosher, it doesn't apply to Zera Posel. And you see this is true from the Sugya in Sanhedrin, Andav Nuntes Amud Beis. Here the Gemara discusses the case of Bris Mila, where the Torah tells us that Va'atas Brishi Tishmar, Ata Zaracha Acharecha. Who is obligated in the mitzvah Bris Mila? Zera Avram. Who is considered to be Zera Avram? The Gemara says that Elamiyata B'nei Yishmol V'chaivo. Maybe you would think that B'nei Yishmol are obligated in the mitzvah of Bris Mila. The Gemara says, no, that's not true. Ki v'yitzchak yikar docha zara. Yishmol was Yishmol b'no. Yishmol was a ben of Avram. Yitzchak is considered to be Zera Avram. When it comes to the mitzvah of Bris Mila, if the mitzvah is lezaracha acharecha, that is only to B'nei Yitzchak. The Gemara says the following. B'nei Esav l'chaivo, so good, but maybe all the descendants of Yitzchak are chayv and Bismillah? There the Gemara answers that no, b'Yitzchak v'lo ko Yitzchak, meaning the Zera Avram is only Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the descendants of Yaakov. You know. Again, Zera is something that spans the millennia, however it is only Zera Kosher, it is not Zera Posel, and therefore B'nei Yishmol, B'nei Esav are not obligated in Bris Mila. This is what the Rambam writes at length in Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam writes that Hamila Litzdava Ba Avram Vizaro Bilvad. Only Avram Avinu and Zera Avram is obligated in Bris Mila. The Rambam quotes the pasuk. After all, Zaracha Acharecha. That does not apply to Yishmael, Kiv Yitzchak Yikarlacha Zara. Nor does it apply to Esau. Why is that true? Interestingly, the Rambam quotes a different makar. What we have in the Gemara is B'Yitzchak v'lo Ko Yitzchak. The Rambam writes the following. After all, because Yitzchak gave the bracha to Yaakovinu, V'yitin Elokim, as Birchas Avram, that I'm giving you the Birchas Avram, L'cha, to you, and Ulizarecha. The bracha, the fact that Yitzchak Avinu gave the bracha to Yaakov, that was an indicator that Yaakov was considered to be the Zer Avram. The Rambam writes, Michlal, that teaches us, Shehu Levado Zaro Sham Avram, Hamachzik Bedaso, Bedarko Hayeshara, they are the ones who are obligated in Bris Mila itself. So, this is what the Gemara is in Hindaf Muntes, that when you speak about Zera, Zera Avram, it is only a reference to B'nai Yisrael, to B'nai Yaakov. There's a fascinating Rambam in the Pirish Mishnayis and Maseches Nedarim. It's found in Perek Gimel in Mishnah Tes, where the Mishnah tells us the following. A person makes a shvur or a neder she'eni nehene lezera Avram. What exactly does that mean? The Mishnah tells us, Aser b'Yisrael, u'mutter b'umos. The person used the term Zera Avram, it doesn't include B'nai Yishmael, it doesn't include B'nai Esav, the neder is only binding on Knesset Yisrael. That's a Mishnah. The Sugi and the Dharma, Daf Lamed Aleph. If you look at the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam writes an amazing raya. How do we know that that's true? That when we're dealing with Zera Avram, it is only Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the Zera of Yaakovina. How do you know that that in fact is true? So the Rambam writes the following. Part of the Bris Ben Abisarim was Kiger Yezaracha Beretz Lolahem, Vavadavina Sarbami Hoshana. Avram Avinu is told in the Bris Ben Abisarim, you're going to have Zera. And the Zera is going to wander from place to place. You're going to be persecuted for hundreds of years. And the Rambam writes, "V'lo niskayim ze ela v'zera Yaakov." Who did this happen to? This only happened to Bnei Yaakov. When you look, for example, in Parshas Chayisara, you look, for example, in the end of Parshas Vayishlach, the Torah tells us how with ease Bnei Yishmael and Bnei Esav were able to establish cities and establish their settlements. And sometimes you wonder, when we read these psukim, why is it necessary for the Torah to tell us that every city that was conquered by Esav and every city that was conquered by Yishmael, you know what the answer is? Every city that they conquered with ease is a raya mulchachas, that they are not the Zera Avram. That's what the Rambam implies. The Pasuk says that now, Ki geri yezachar beretz lolahem, avad minas Avram yoshana. The Bris Ben Asarim only unfolds to Knesset Yisrael. And therefore the Rambam writes that that is the indicator that they are considered to be the Zera Avram. So regarding Eretz Yisrael, Avram Avinu is told, Lezaracha nasati yasa aretz azah. So the first word, Lezaracha. Zera Avram, only Bnei Yaakov. If you look in the Yerushalmi Mechalma, this is found in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Here the Yerushalmi writes the following. That Lezaracha etain inksiv. You would have thought that the Pasuk should say that regarding Avram Avinu, Lezaracha etain. I will in the future give you Eretz Yisrael. The Yerushalmi writes, Lezaracha etain inksiv kan. But rather the Pasuk says, Lezaracha nasati, v'lashan avan. And that's the great Chiddush the Yerushalmi. That, what does that mean? That kvar nasati. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Eretz Yisrael already belongs to your Zera. Belongs to your Zera. You know why that's such a great Kiddush? It tells us as follows, that Eretz Yisrael is already ours, irrespective of Yerusha v'Yeshiva. It's true, we will go to Eretz Yisrael, we will conquer Eretz Yisrael, we'll be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, but in Dini Mamonos, Eretz Yisrael is already ours, irrespective of Kibush Eretz. That's the Chiddush Yerushalmi, Beis Aleph Nechala, Lezaracha Nosati Yisaretz Azos, Kvar Nosati. You see this in the Bavli in two different sugyas. If you look at the sugya Bavasra Kufyutes, the Gemara writes the following Chiddush. We know that Slavcha died, but no Slavcha came to Moshe Rabbeinu, right, requesting the Yerusha of their father. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Safek, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that wish was granted. What exactly was the issue? What was the suffix of Moshe Rabbeinu? What was the request of Bnei Slavcha? So the Gemara writes in Kufyutes and Bavasra the following issue. Wait, Slavcha was a Bechor. And Slavcha was entitled to Pishnaim of Nichsei Chefer. And therefore, that's how the Gemara explains the suffix of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's true, Bnei Slavcha couldn't principally be entitled. But are they entitled to Pishnaim? Because after all, Slavcha should receive Pishnaim right from Chefer, and therefore this double portion should be allotted to Bnei Slavcha. That was a suffix of Moshe Rabbeinu. How many portions do they get? A single one or a double one? What exactly is the suffix? After all, right, this coming Shabbos is Kriya Satorah, right? Lo yuch levaker es ben ahuva pnei ben asnoa b'chor, kimes b'chor yaker, los yisol Pishnaim, a Bechor only gets Pishnaim of that which is Mukhzav, not something which is royal. If you owe someone money, right, and that person dies, his Bechor does not get Pishnaim. That's not called sheyimatzelav. That's dino karayu. The only time a bechor gets bishnayim, if it's something that you tangibly own, not something which is promised to you. So here, what do you mean? They should get pishnayim. How is that true? The Gemara answers, Eretz Yisrael muchzekesi. There's Ori Alach of Muchza. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. That's the Rishami. Before B'nai Yisrael ever entered Eretz Yisrael, nonetheless, Eretz Yisrael muchzekesi. And therefore, that is why B'nai Slavkad were able to receive exactly that which their father would have gotten, namely Pishnayim. That's the Chiddush of the Zaracha Nasavti. Irrespective of Yerusha, the Yeshiva, Eretz Yisrael is considered to be ours, not as a promise, but Mosak in terms of Dine Mamanos as well. If you look in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Afnun Gimimadeis, the Gemara states this Chiddush, right, in a very fascinating context. Right, here as well in Dvarim and Perek Beis, right, we just learned Vasherehen Tisrafun Baish. You're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to see Asherah. No, you're obligated to go and destroy the Asherah because this was used for purposes of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara raises the following issue. Why exactly is that true? Who used this for Avodah Zarah? Right, the Shiva Amamim, the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara asks, Namli Obakasha, Ein Adam Oser Dabar Shino Shalom. If something is yours, right, good, you have a right to designate it. You can be makdish it, Rachmana Latzlan, you can use it for Avodah Zarah, but again, that you as it didn't buy them, so therefore you have a right to earmark this particular chayfez that we discussed when it comes to Kedushin, Gerushin, the role of the Baal, as opposed to that of the Isha. Certain halachos require bailus, certain halachos do not require bailus. That's the Tosas Nivamos Nafei Gimel, right, that writes, Basa B'chalav doesn't require bailus. See, even if somehow the shelf shakes and the milk falls into the meat, it becomes asin. You don't assume ein an amos davar sheino shalav. There's no din bainu, there's no das, which is necessary. But there's certain designations that require das. And das means das bainu. To be makdish something requires das. To use something for avodah zarah requires das. Muktza requires das. Now, if I go ahead and I place this object on my table, the table we call bus is the davar asa. If all of a sudden some stranger comes and takes his money and puts it on my table, it doesn't become a basis to davar asa. What do you mean? I designate the table as a basis. You need das bailin. Not if I empower him, then it's true. But otherwise, no. Muktzah requires das. Hekdesh requires das. Avodah Zarah requires das. The Mishnah Kilayim Parakei. Kilayim requires das. That's a very great Kiddush. Now, Kilayim, I would have thought, is like basa b'chala. It's just the reality of Itaruvos. Now you learn more about Kilayim, you'll see a Chiddush. Nisyayish milagadra. The Kilayim also requires a certain level of das. So the Gemara asks, a stunning kasha. Why is this all about Azara when we come into Eretz Yisrael? Ein Adam Osa Davar Shino Shalom. I invite a person to come to my house for a Shabbos Suda, and crazy starts bowing down to all my furniture. I have to get rid of it all. Not Ein Adam Osa Davar Shino Shalom. That's exactly what the Gemara says happened in Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Goyim who were there, right, against our will, took our things, Eretz Yisrael, before Yerushin Yeshiva, and all of a sudden started to use it for Avodah Zarah. No, that's the Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara's Teretz is also, right, very striking. The Gemara says that Midapoch Yisrael Egel, Gono Adatayu Denichlu B'Avodas Kochav. Let's assume I invite this person to my house and I say, look, my home is yours, whatever you want to do with it, do with it. You want to use this for Avodah Zarah, use it for Avodah Zarah. The table is yours. You want to put your money on it, it'll be a basis to davar asar. If I empower that person, then we assume that yes, he has the right to go ahead and do so. So the Gemara writes a very great Kiddush, that at the time of the Chet HaEgel, B'nai Yisrael gave license to the Umos HaOlam to use our Nechasim, Eretz Yisrael, even for purposes of Avodah Zarah itself. Very fascinating Kiddush. But that's a further raya. Balamora in the sugya, right, in Daf Nun Beis and Daf Nun Gimel Avodah Zarah, writes the unbelievable ha'ara regarding Chanukah. One of the things we had to do in the time of Chanukah was a Chanukah Samizbeah. What was wrong with the Mizbeah? It was used for purposes of Avodah Zarah. The Balamora is bothered. What do you mean? Ein Adam Oser. Dabar Shino Shalom. Who used it for Avodah Zarah? The Yavanim came in and did so. The Mizbeach was not theirs. You know what the answer of the Balamor was? The Misyavnim. The Misyavnim. No, not the Yavanim. The Misyavnim. The Bnei Yisrael used the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. That's why we had to have new Mizbeach in the time of Hanukkah. That's Adam Osa Dabar Shalom. Goyim, Einan Amosa Dabar Sheno Shalom. So these are two sugyas. Vavastrim Kufyotes Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Gimel. That stress already before Shavi Yeshiva, Eretz Yisroel was ours, not as a promise, but it was ours in Dinim Amanos. And therefore, in a most ever Shinu Shalom, therefore, when it comes to Yerusha, Eretz Yisroel moved Zekesi, and therefore, there was a transfer of Pishnai. That's part of Eretz Yisroel. Eretz Yisroel was ours from the time of the Bris Ben Abasarim, independent of Yerusha V'Yeshiva. And then you have the Tosefta in Menachos toward the end of Perek Vav, where the Tosefta writes, but not true of Mitzvos Hatzlios Varnes. Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, where they chayiv in Shumos and Maestros, Mitzvos Hatzlios Varnes immediately. The Gemara says, no, this is the Tosefta. The Lo Nischayvu Elachar Yud Dalet Shana. No, it took 14 years. 14 years of Yerusha. The Yeshiva. We had to fight for Eretz Yisrael. We had to conquer Eretz Yisrael, divide Eretz Yisrael. All of that is necessary for Mitzvos HaTlius Baretz. So on the one hand, there is an inherent Kedusha Saaretz, irrespective of Knesset Yisrael. On the other hand, the presence of Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, Yerusha V'Yeshiva, that was part of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael. And that is what would give rise to the mitzvos hatlias varetz. In other words, Bnei Yisrael's presence in Eretz Yisrael is not merely, let's say, the fulfillment of a mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, much more than that. It is part of the mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael. In that sense, that it gives rise, it allows for mitzvos hatlias varetz. I've often mentioned we have two models of Kedusha, Shabbos and Yantiv. The Gemara in Beitz and Zayin Amar Aleph. Shabbos is Kviya V'Kayma. The Kedusha is fixed, it's set. And Yantiv is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Kedusha Saaretz has a fused Kedusha. Part of it is Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo, the uniqueness of Shem Eretz Yisrael, independent of anything that we do. But part of it, no doubt, is dependent on Knesset Yisrael, who are Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you require Yerushav Yeshiva for Mitzvos Hatzlios Ba'aretz. There's a fascinating Tosfos in Kedushin on the bottom of Daf Mem Tesem Beis, the Ramas called Dvarim Shebalei, where Tosfos is bothered by the following. Right, the fascinating sugya. We'll get to this later in Gittin. Right, the concept of Tanai Kafu. We touched on this earlier. When do you need Mishpatei Hatanai? When do you have to make a formal Tanai? Rabbi Meir says the Tanai Kafu. If then, if not, then not. When do we assume you don't require Mishpatei Hatanai? And when do we even assume more than that? Maybe you don't even have to say anything at all? Tosfos is bothered. Sometimes we say, Dvarim Shebalev, Einan Dvarim. And sometimes Tosfos shows that, no, Dvarim Shebalev, Havi Dvarim. And sometimes Tosfos says, even Dvarim Shebeper are not enough. Even a person says exactly what he means. No, that's not good enough to require. It's not awful. It's not enough that you just express. You have to formally express. If then, if not, then not. When do you require it's not awful? When do you not require it's not awful? That is the theme of the Tosfos and the Memtes and Beis. Because Tosfos is bothered, for example, when it comes to many cases, it doesn't sound like you require it's not awful. Tosfos, for example, quotes the Gemara in Sukkah and Mem Aleph. You don't have a dalet minyan. I want to make sure that you can fulfill the mitzvah. I have to be mocking it to you, but I want to get it back. So I can say this is yours. The Lashon HaGemara is, Aman Asha Tafzereuli. It's yours as long as you give it back to me. Matan Asla Haksir. Tosfos says, well, wait a second. Shouldn't you require a Tanai Kafel? Shouldn't you have to say much more than that? Right? If then, if you give it back to me, it's yours, and if not, then not. Why don't you require Mishpatei HaTanayim? Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Hey, when it comes to a get shchiv merav, we require a tnai kafu. Now, a person right, is deathly ill, and he does not want his wife to be an amana. Right? He has a brother who's not going to do ibum, not going to do chalitza. He wants to make sure that she's not zakuk liavam. So he wants to give her a get, but he doesn't want to divorce his wife. So he'll give his wife a get al tnai. That imati, if I die from this chol, in such a case, then the get should be chal kodem isasi. So how does he give such a get? The Gemara says, you need a tnai kaful. If then, if not, then not. Right? That's Shmuel's nusa of a get shchimara. You need a tnai kaful. When do you need a tnai kaful? When do you not need a tnai kaful? We do the sugya tnai kaful. We'll see many different days in Rishonim when a tnai kaful is necessary. But Tosus quotes the sheet of the Gaon, where the Gaonim maintain that a tnai kaful is only necessary when it comes to Isser Veheter, not when it comes to Dinim Amanot. When you're dealing with Gittin Kedushin, that's when you need a tnai kaful. That's the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Ayin Hamad Beis. When you're dealing, however, with cases of Dinim Amanos, I want to give you something, then you don't require a tnai kaful. Dvarim Shebelev Einan Dvarim, but as long as you say it, that's good enough. You don't have to double up in terms of a tnai kaful. This is also what the Rambam quotes, right? The Rambam and Raivit in Perek Gimel HaChaches Setilchos Zechia, the view of the Gaonim. A difference between Isurim as opposed to cases of Dinim Amanos. Tnai kaful is only necessary when it comes to cases of Isurim like Gittin and Kedushin. Tosus writes, how in the world can this be? The whole source of Tnai kaful is the Tnai of B'nai Godem B'nai Ruvain. And that was Dinim Amanos. Who receives which Nachla? So how can you say that Tnai kaful is only in cases of Isurim and not in cases of Dinim Amanos? Maybe alumnus, it sounds nice, but the whole source is B'nai God in B'nai Ruvain. How do you answer the kasha of Tosfos? So one teretz is what the Rashbam writes. This Rashbam is found in Baba Basra and Kuf Lamed Zayin and Behez, where the Rashbam writes that, you know what? This is not really the sheet of the Gonim. The sheet of the Gonim really is as follows, that you really don't need it to make up. But you know what? When you're dealing with Gittin Kedushin, you know, the stakes are pretty high. Eishasish, Mamzerus. So there, L'Rav Chedonoso, L'Chom Rabba Alma, will be Chayish for the Sheet of Rab Meir that requires its Nikah. In other words, the Rashbam writes, this is all the Chumra. Mikr Hadin, the secret is, we don't require its Nikah. Well, look, you're getting married. You only want to be married according to the Chachamim, not according to Rabbi Meir. You're getting divorced. You don't want the get to be chal according to Rabbi Meir. You're giving the get. You're doing a Maisa Kedushin. Do it in such a way that it's L'chuli Alma. But when push comes to shove, we're going to pass like chum against the Shita of Rabbi Meir. That's the Rashbam presents the Shita of the Gaonim. It's not really a Shita. It's just the Chum Rabbam to be chayish for the Shita of the Gaonim. But it doesn't appear that way from Tosus. It doesn't appear that way from the Rambam and Ravid. No, that this really is a Shita. You know what Pashup Shat, the Shita of the Gaonim, is? Exactly this point. The basis of Tnai Kaful is B'nai Godem B'nai Ruvain, no doubt. Yerusha B'yeshiva, Chalukah Sa'aretz. But you know what the Gaonim maintain? That Chalukah Sa'aretz is not Dinim Amanos. Yeah, of course there's a Mammon aspect to it. Where will you put your house? Where will I put my house? But you know what was so significant about Chalukah Sa'aretz? That was in the Kadesh of Eretz Yisrael. Yerusha B'yeshiva. The mitzvahs hatliyas baratz only began la'achar yerusha v'yeshiva. That's the chiddush pashup shat of the shita sagonim, that the reason that tnai kaful is necessary was not because of the dinim amanos shebo, but because of the element of iser v'heter. That yerusha v'yeshiva is part of the mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael. That's why tnai kaful, in fact, was necessary. There's a beautiful shita mekubetzes. It's found in Baba Basra. Kuf Chaf Allah from the Beis, the name of the Ravid, that when you look in Chumash, it seems that they divided Eretz Yisrael in two different ways. One was Urim V'Tumim, and the other was Goro. When do you use Lot? When do you use Urim V'Tumim? You take a look, the Ravid expresses this point, that there were two aspects of Chalukah Sa'aretz. There was Chalukah Sa'aretz in terms of Dinim Amanos, which square area is yours, which square area is of mine. That was determined al yedei Goyim. But then there was part of Chalukas Ha'aretz, this is your chelek of the Shevet. This is his Shevet's chelek. Mizbeach is in Chelkol Sho Binyamin. Part of the Mikdash is in Chelkol Sho Yehuda. That's not Dinei Mamonos. Those are halachos of mitzvos, of Isurim, of Isur Veheter. That's why the Ravid writes the Urim Bitumim were necessary. Because the Chalukah was part of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it wasn't enough simply to draw lots, but you had to invoke, right, the Hashkochas Hashem, you had to have the Urim Bitumim. So, on one level, right, there is shame Eretz Yisrael in the broadest sense. Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo, regardless of what Bnei Yisrael does. But then when it comes to mitzvos hatzlios ba'aretz, that requires Yerusha, the yeshiva. Bnei Yisrael has a fused kedusha. Here, Tosfos is bothered. Our Mishnah seems to treat Akko as Chutzlaretz. Tosfos says you have two Gemaras that seem to treat Akko as Eretz Yisrael itself. Treat Akko as Eretz Yisrael as far as what is concerned? Well, one is, right, Chavivu Sa'aretz. Rabbi Abaye Menapit Kignet Akko. Chavivu Sa'aretz. The other is the Gemara Daf Ayin Vav of Ki Havi Miftrei Ba'Avonim Ha'Dadei. Osir Lotzei Smeret Yisrael of Chutzlaretz. Tosus assumes the Chiddush that all these halachas are the same. Mitzvah Satliyas Ba'aretz, Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Chavivos Aretz, everything is the same. There's no reason to distinguish. So how can you say Eretz Yisrael, what's Laretz? So you know what Rabbeinu Tam answers? No problem. You know what? Akum was divided in him. Part of Akum was Eretz Yisrael, part of Akum was Chutz Laretz? No problem. When our Mishnah says that Akko is like Chutz Laretz, yeah, the outer half. And when the Gemara in Ksuvis and Gittin seems to treat Akko as Eretz Yisrael, simply it's the inner half. What's revealing about the Shita Rebbeinu Tam is that there are no distinctions. Simply, half yes, half no. And that's what the Ramban disagrees with. Right, the Ramban, right, Nar Sugya writes, well, it depends. What exactly troubled Tosfos? That in the time of Bayesheni, Olei Bavel, not all of this area was conquered. So therefore, how do you call it Eretz Yisrael? The answer is no, some yes, some no. And that's it. There was a dividing within the city of Akko. The Ramban writes the following. That which we assume, that Kedusha Sa'aretz, Lo Kidusha Lo Sidavo. That which we assume, that Kedusha Rishona, when Yeshua went with Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, they conquered. But that Kedusha was Paka, as the Rambam writes, Perek Vav Beis Abachira. What do you mean that Kedusha was Paka? The Rambam explained, how was Eretz Yisrael ours? Right, we conquered Eretz Yisrael. Well, Eretz Yisrael was taken away from us. So therefore, that was all Kibush Mochama. So the Rambam writes that Kedusha Sa'aretz from Bir Rishona, from the time of Yoshua, no longer exists. That was only Kidusha L'Shatav, lo Kidusha L'Sidavo. Mashen came when it comes to Biashniya in the time of Ezra. That Kedusha Sa'aretz endures. That's the Rambam's distinction. When it comes to Kedusha Sa'aretz, Kedusha Rishona is Paka. Kedusha Shni, the time of Ezra, is Kidusha L'Shatav, Kidusha L'Sidavo. So Ramban writes the following Kiddush. When is that true? That we say that Kedusha Sa'aretz is Kidusha L'Shatav, Kidusha L'Sidavo? Ramban writes that is only Le'inyan Shrumos U'Maisros. Yeah, that's as far as Mitzvah Satulias Baretz is concerned. Mitzvah Satulias Baretz required Yerusha V'Yeshiva. It required Kibush Ha'aretz. Once it was taken from us, that Kedusha was Paka. But is that true in the broadest sense? No. there certainly is a broader Shem Eretz Yisrael that still exists, even if he was from the low kitchelosid level, and that was never baka. Here the Ramban writes the following. When you're talking about Chavivus Aretz, the Lashon the Ramban is Ve'afal Pikein, B'chivasa Hi Omedes. The endearment that we have toward Eretz Yisrael, that's not dependent on Kitchel Hashat and Kitchel Asidavo. That's not dependent on Mitzvah Hatlios Baretz. So of course, Rav Abba would kiss the stones of Akko, even if you assume that Akko was not conquered in the time of Ezra, and the Kedusha Rishonah was Kitchel Hashat and Lok Kitchel Asidavo, but it certainly is Bechlal Eretz Yisrael. It certainly has a Kedusha Saaretz, Le'inyan Chibasa, even if we didn't meet that requirement of Yerusha V'Yeshiva. And the Ramban writes the further Chiddush. Uvikdushasa, Le'inyan Yeshivasa V'Dirasa. The same is true when it comes to Yeshuv Haaretz. What is the purpose of the mitzvah of Yeshuv Haaretz? We'll have to discuss at greater length, but maybe one could have argued that, you know what, that the entire thrust of Yishuv Haaretz is the opportunity to perform Mitzvos HaTlius Baretz. So if that's true, if there are no Mitzvos HaTlius Baretz, so what exalted status does this have? No, so that's Tosfos' difficulty. If the Chachamim would not go a step beyond that area of Akko, apparently it must have been that Mitzvot HaTlius Baretz existed there. Because why be there if not for the opportunity of Mitzvot HaTlius Baretz? It isn't that difficult because that was not conquered in the time of Ezra. And that's what Tosfos answers, no, just draw a line, part yes, part no. Ramban writes that how can you compare? When it comes to yeshiva, the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, that's not dependent on Shumas and Maestros. You can have an area which is within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael that was not conquered in the time of Ezra. So therefore, as far as Shumas and Maestros is concerned, there is no chiyuv. But of course, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Yishuv Haaretz. The entire mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is only a chetimtzah for mitzvahs HaTlius Baretz. And mitzvahs HaTlius Baretz are an indicator of Tosefes Kedusha. And the reason that one lives in Eretz Yisrael is because of Tosefes Kedusha. Not simply the opposite as an opportunity to. This is the shitase of the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs, as you know, where the Ramban and the Hosafos to Mitzvahs say, the Ramban writes in Mitzvah Dalet, why did the Ramban not count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Because the Ramban is explicit. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is an independent mitzvah, v'horashtem es aretz v'yishavteva, independent of mitzvahs HaTlius Baretz. What does Yishuv Eretz Yisrael have to do with Shumas and Maestros? That's exactly what the Ramban writes in our sukkah. This is no kasha. Rav Abba demonstrated an endearment to Eretz Yisrael. Or that the Chachamim did not leave for Chutz Laretz. Why is that a kasha? Enochinami, that did not have Kedusha Saretz, the guy, Mitzvah HaTlius Baretz, but it was part in the broadest sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the Shem Eretz Yisrael of Eni Hashem Elokech Abba is not defined in terms of Yerusha V'Yeshiva, even before Bnei Yisrael ever set foot in Eretz Yisrael. That was the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael of Lazara Fanasati. It was already ours, Eni Hashem Elokech Abba, even if you don't have formal Yerusha V'Yeshiva. This fact is also evident in the Rambam Shita. Do we assume that the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael is defined simply in terms of Mitzvos HaTlius Baretz? The Gemara at the very beginning of Psachim, that Gimel Beis, quotes a very interesting story that there was a guy that was bragging to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Davi Salag Va'achal Psachim Yerushalayim. He went to the Beis HaMikdash and he offered a Karam Pesach and he would partake of the Karav Pesach. Rebbe Meseira said, obviously, he realized that, you know what, the Kohanim didn't know that he was a guy. Rebbe Meseira said the following, wait a second, what part of the Karav Pesach did they give you? He said, Shufri to Shufri, the choicest part of the Karav. Rebbe Meseira said that, Mikosafalach Amealia, did they give you the tail of the Karav Pesach? That's the best part to get. He said, no, next year when you go, make sure to ask the Kohanim for the Aliyah. Slow and behold, he did so. The Kohanim were very taken aback. That's al gabi hamizbeach. That's not a part of the carbon that you eat. And they asked this person, who told you to request the Aliyah? And he answered, Rabbi Yudim Meseira. They knew that something was up. And they checked, and they lo and behold, they discovered that this was a guy. That was Rabbi Yudim Meseira's way of tipping them off, that this person should not be entitled to eat from the carbon pesach. That's what the Gemara writes, that you know what, Rabbi Meseira was far away, he was in Netzivim, but already his net, right, already his impact was felt even in Yerushalayim itself. So Tosus is bothered by a very unusual kasha. It was clear Rabbi Meseira was not going to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Meseira had to kind of set up some type of scheme in order to reveal the identity of this person. Tosus is bothered. What do you mean? Why didn't Rabbi Meseira go to Yerushalayim to be Ola Regel and to partake of Karav Pesach? Why wasn't he there? So Tosus writes in one teretz, the last teretz of Tosus, Inami, Nitzivin Chutz Laretzi. Tosus says, you know what? This happened in Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira was in Chutz Laretz. If you look in the Mishnah Melech, the very beginning of Hilchos Karav Pesach, the Mishnah Melech is greatly troubled by this Tosus. So what if it's in Chutz Laretz? So good, he was in Chutz Laretz. But he has a chiyuv of Aliyah Regel and a chiyuv of Karav Pesach. How does that explain? You mean to say that Aliyah Regel or Karav Pesach is only limited to those in Eretz Yisrael? What, you mean to say he was Bederech Rechalka? Doesn't sound that way from Tosus. Tosus says that this is Chutz Laretz, and apparently Bnei Chutz Laretz are not Chayiv, and Aliyah Regel, not Chayiv, and Karav Pesach. And that's the Tzarechina, Mishnah Melech, Mehechates. Why in the world should that be? But Aliyah Regel is one of the Mitzvot HaTzliyos Laretz. And therefore it only applies to Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Karav Pesach is a Mitzvah, which is Tzliyos Laretz, and it should only apply to Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Why should one assume that that is true? Apparently you see from Tosus a very great Hiddush, that the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael does not only express itself in terms of Chumas and Maestros, but it must have a broader application. Ad kedei kach that Tosus assumes that Bnei Chutz Laretz are not Chayiv in Aliyah LeRegel, not Chayiv in Karav Pesach. Why should you assume that's true? That's the kasha of the Mishnah. When you look in the Gemara at the beginning of Horios, in Horios and Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, here the Gemara states a very great Kiddush. We discussed in the past Chumash here the concept of a Parma Dabar Shel Tzivim. You have a Sanhedrin, Shetah, and their moral assos that what really is an issa d'oraisa with the chi of kareis is mutter, and all or rov of Bnei Yisrael who follow the instruction of the Sanhedrin. So in that case, instead of each person bringing their individual karban, right, a parm davar shel tzibur is offered. Here, a very great chiddush. That Rav Asi says, Uva Hora, when it comes to this instruction, Pandora Shal Tzibur, Holochach Rov Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. We only consider Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Rashi explains that the Bnei Chutz Laretz are Eino Min Haminyan. They're not part of the Cheshvan. When we want to ask ourselves, did Rov Bnei Yisrael follow the instruction of the Sanhedrin for the chi of a Parv Rishon Tzibur? We only reckon Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Bnei Chutz Laretz are not part of the Cheshvan at all. Hagan, that's true. The Gemara posts the Pasuk, Shnemar, Vayash Shlomo Beis Hayesachav, And the Torah describes, V'chol Yisrael imo kehal gadol. Shlomo Melech made the yantif, and all of Bnei Yisrael was there, the entire kehal. What does that mean, kehal gadol? All of Bnei Yisrael, V'chol Bnei Yisrael, no one was in Chutz Laretz. Here the Gemara assumes a very great chiddush. The Gemara says that Shema Mina, Hanehu de'ikri kehal. Kehal only refers to Bnei Eretz Yisrael, not Bnei Chutz Laretz. It's not just simply that Eretz Yisrael good is a defining measure in terms of mitzvah satzlios baritz, but the din tzibur of kehal Yisrael is a technical term that only applies to Bnei Eretz Yisrael. And if you look in the Yerushalmi there in Horios, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, the same is true l'ri'iyah. When it comes to the mitzvah of Aliyah l'regel only binds Bnei Eretz Yisrael. It's a fascinating Rambam. This Rambam is found in the Pirush Mishnayos in Bechoros, in Perek Dalet, Mishneh Gimel. Smichas Chachamim. We just discussed Minu Hadayonim. Smichas Chachamim is only in Eretz Yisrael. Why is that true? What smichas chachamim is one of the mitzvahs of Tliyas Baretz. Why should real smicha of old? What we have today is not the real smicha. Smicha of old is in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam explains that the Pirush Mishnah is Bechoros. Why exactly is that true? The Rambam writes, because smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael. Lefi shebnei Eretz Yisrael, Haim Hasher Nikrahim Kol. Because Bnei Yisrael is called the Tzibur only in Eretz Yisrael. V'Hashem Kera'am Kol HaKol. Hashem refers to them as being the entire nation. Where's that? No, that's Sugin Horios and Dav Gimel. The Rambam writes, emphasizes, Afilu Haya Asara Achadim. Even if all you have are 10 people in Eretz Yisrael, and everybody else is in Chutz Laretz. Ein choshesh in the Misha is a loss of Chutz Laretz. That's all that counts. When you want to enumerate the members of the Kohol Yisrael, it only means Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael itself. That's what the Rambam writes. The Pirush Mishnah is in Bechoros in Perek Dalet, and that is why Smicha, right? The Chacham represents, right, the Srora and the Tzibur of Knesset Yisrael, that is only in Eretz Yisrael itself. This is what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that Smicha only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, Halacha Vav. Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Ein somchim zakenim b'chutz laretz. Smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael. They're referred to as the Tzibur of Knesset Yisrael. And then the Rambam writes a very great Kiddush. What are the boundaries? What are the borders of Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam writes, V'chol Eretz Yisrael shechziku bo'olei Mitzrayim ru'uya l'smicha. Any area that was conquered by the Olei Mitzrayim, that is Eretz Yisrael. And that's where you can have smicha. You know what's such a great kiddush? We mentioned earlier. Wait a second. The Rambam is the one who assumes, Nochos Beis Avachira, Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin, that Olei Mitzrayim, the kiddush Shirishana was only Kiddush Lashanta. The Rambam writes that we conquered, and it was taken away from us. The Rambam writes that no longer exists. The Kedusha that we have, Bizman Hazev, Kedusha Saretz, is only because of Vayesheni, of Ezra. And that was a much more limited area. That's our Tosus. That didn't apply to everything. so unusual. No, the Rambam writes, smicha only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and the definition of the territory of Eretz Yisrael is Olei Mitzrayim. Olei Mitzrayim. That's a very great kiddush. Why, in fact, should that be so? Hashem shat, why it's so, the two halachos. Another Ramban. When we say that Kedush Rishon is Kitchula Shait of Lo Kitchula Silago, what exactly does that mean? Ramban writes, that's as far as Mitzvah Satliyos Baretz are concerned. Mitzvah Satliyos Baretz. As far as Shem Eretz Yisrael is concerned, the Shem Eretz Yisrael is not predicated on Israel. That certainly continues from Bir Yishona, from the time of Olam Mitzrayim. And therefore, this is called Eretz Yisrael, despite the fact that this was not conquered in the time of Ezra, and there are no mitzvot tzvias baretz. Just like the Ramban said, the same thing is true when it comes to Chavivus Haaretz. Just as the Ramban and our Sigi writes, the same thing is true when it comes to mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam writes the same thing as when it comes to smicha. Smicha is not one of the mitzvot satliyos baretz. It's because that's part of the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael. It represents the entire tzibur. But that's dependent on kibush Ezra, on trumas and maestros. The din tzibur of Eretz Yisrael, that is a function of Eretz Yisrael in its broader sense. The Minchas Chinuch writes, it'll tell you something that's a Dabra Poshut, but I think according to this, it's not true at all. Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Kufchav, after the Minchas Chinuch is discussing the Sugin Horios, the Parv Dabra Shal Tzibur. The Minchas Chinuch writes, it's a Dabra Poshut, Dabra Poshut. That in the time of Bayi Sheni, where the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael were smaller, so therefore the Tzibur, for Parum Dover Shal Tzibur, was based on the smaller boundaries of Olei Bavel. Avo Bayi Sheni, Shehar Bei Krochim Shekovshu Olei Mitzrayim Lo Niskadshu Beglushas Ezra, that is not included in Eretz Yisrael, as far as Parum Dover Shal Tzibur is concerned. I would argue that's not true at all. Just as the Rambam writes explicitly when it comes to smicha, that smicha is not dependent on Kibush Ezra. Kibush Ezra is in terms of Chumas and Maestros. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael in the broader sense is dependent on the broad boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So that's exactly Parum Dover Shal Tzibur. Even in Bayi Sheni, that was not dependent on Kibush Ezra. That was dependent on the Shem Eretz Yisrael, the broadest sense. The uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael as determining the Din Tzibur is not predicated on Kibush Ezra. And that's what the Ramban writes in our sugya against this Rabbi Natam. The Rabbi Natam assumes that everything must be the same. Olam Mitzrayim is true for Chumas Maestros, true for Chavivus Haaretz, true when it comes to Yerushas Haaretz, and should be true when it comes to Bafani Nefo, Bafani Nefta. Not necessarily at all. I'll give you a further example. The sugya writes, the Mishnah Berachos, in the Ches Amar Aleph, that if a person sees Shishim Riba of Bnei Yisrael, Haroa Uchlusei Yisrael, you see a massive, massive population of Knesset Yisrael, you make a separate bracha. Omer Baruch Chacham Harazim. A special bracha one recites when you have the minion of Knesset Yisrael, Kiyotzei Mitzrayim. Right? That's the Sugin Brachos Tamches. When you look in the Rambam, in Ochos Brachos, in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes the following: Haroe Sheishmeos Elef Bnei Yisrael Ke'echad. If you see, right, a group, right, of 600,000 members of Knesset Yisrael, the Rambam writes, you see such a massive population. The Rambam writes, Im Yisrael Heim, if they're Jewish. And then the Rambam adds, Uve Eretz Yisrael. And this occurred in Eretz Yisrael. You recite the bracha, Chacham Arazi. The Gemara writes that there's a special bracha which is nikva on the tzibur of Knesset Yisrael. But the Mishnah, the Gemara, Brachas Nunches, makes no mention at all of Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam tucks that in. Right? Be'im Yisrael heim uve Eretz Yisrael. Uve Eretz Yisrael. So if you look at the Tzapnos Paneach, the rugged shover, and that Rambam, Nofos Brachos, you know, the rugged shover just throws marmakomos, no? The rugged shover writes, take a look at Horios Daf Gimel. Ah, that's the Sugya Parmel Rosh Hotzibur. And the rugged shover writes, and take a look at the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis Perek Daldo Bechoros. Right, that's that Rambam, right, where Smicha is not dependent on Oli Bavel, Smicha is dependent on Mitzrayim. Rugged Shabbat writes the following Kiddush. That's the meaning of the Yerushalmi Ein Tainis Tzibur B'Bavel. Why is it that there's no formal Tainis Tzibur in Bavel? Because there's no Din Tzibur in Bavel. The Rugged Shabbat tells you to take a look in Megillah Daf Yudal Amad Aleph. The Gemara Megillah Yudal Amad Aleph is, why is there no Halal on Purim? This was a nace that occurred to the entire Tzibur. Why is there no Halal on Purim? You say Halal on Hanukkah. Why is there no Halal on Purim? One of the three truths in the Gemara writes is because Ein Orim Halal al Nei Shibuchutz Laretz. The Rugged Shever says, why is that? You're going to say Halal for the Neis that occurred to the entire Tzibur. Chutz Laretz does not have such a Din Tzibur. There, when you're talking about the Din Tzibur, Knesset Yisrael, that's Mefurish in the Rambam, that is dependent on Ole Mitzrayim. That is not dependent on Ole Bavel. These are the two halachos of Eretz Yisrael. The Shem Eretz Yisrael in the broadest sense, and Kedusha Sa'aretz, the Gabi Trumas and Maestros in a very limited sense. And that simply is a denial of the Sheet of Rabbi Natam and Artosus. That just because this territory was not conquered by Ezra does not mean that it's Chutz Laretz. And that's exactly why Legabe Chavivos Saretz and Legabe Yerusha Saretz, the two sugyos of Tosfos wrote, Mesubas and Gittin, we treat Akko as Eretz Yisrael Mamish. Even though that would not be true as far as Mitzvos Hatliyos Saretz are concerned. Boshem Shat, this is that meaning of that Tosos in Pesachim and Av Gimel. That when it comes again to the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach, there the Pesach tells us Mefurish, V'shachutu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael ben Rabbayim. Who is Chayiv in Shkitas HaKorban, Korban Pesach? Kahal adas Yisrael. That's Boshem Shat, the Chiddush of Tosos, that that's only by B'nai Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda Becerra was in Netzivin, was not Chayiv in Karm Pesach, not the Torah's Derech Rechov. That's a more limited tour. But simply the concept of Kohol, right, is limited to Eretz Yisrael itself. That we'll have to discuss further. This Chiddush of Rabbi Natam, and then we'll have to see the Chiddush of the Ri, right, and then we'll discuss the Sheet of the Rashi and the Rambam. So if you can't go through, if you haven't yet, right, that Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis, the Choros, right, the Tosus, the Hashmatus Rambam, right, we'll have to discuss again the various Shitas Rishonim, how to resolve this difficulty. So for this was just simply within Rabbeinu Tam. The assumption of Rabbeinu Tam that all Eretz Yisrael has one halacha, which the Ramban writes, certainly is not true. That Kibush Ezra is a very limited aspect of Eretz Yisrael, but undeniably, right, there are Gvulos Haaretz and Hashem Eretz Yisrael that transcend Kibbutz Ezra, right, from the time of Bayeshev.